From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking, what is amateur radio? I mean, I know what it is, but how do I explain it to someone else? Do I try and tell them about the exciting things like the digital modes that allow us to test the waters of the great radio oceans with things like Whisper and FT8? Or maybe tell them about DMR and Fusion, or maybe D-Star? Perhaps because many people like old things, I could explain about learning Morse code and even how people collect and restore valve radios that are older than themselves. These days, computing is so much integrated into the pursuit, I could give some history about how many things we do today that came from the old 8-bit computers and how they've led into having apps on our phone and how our phone is more powerful than the computer that NASA used to land men on the moon. You know, there is just so much that goes into a technical hobby that it becomes hard to find the pitch which will suit an audience of one or a room of many. So as an individual radio amateur, should I be able to discuss in detail the elements that compose all the possible activities that our fellows engage in? I really don't think that it is necessary or possible, because when people are looking for an introduction to a subject, they are looking for a skeleton upon which they can hang the flesh as they learn more. As children, we may be introduced to fishing, and we are shown how to use the tools in a safe way, and that means not hurting ourselves with knives or hooks in particular. Then there are the techniques of casting the line from the position that we're in, so that we don't hook ourselves or others whilst getting the bait in a suitable position. By watching and discussing, we learn the types of fish and the sizes that are legal, and which are the best to prepare for food and which we should release. Along the way, we can learn how to row, how to steer a boat and how to do services, how to launch and retrieve, and so the list of things that are learned goes on. With radio, we must think of the person in front of us and make a quick judgment about their understanding, or are they just curious? We should let the person ask questions and not get too technical in our replies. We should always let our enthusiasm come to the surface and not let the motormouth syndrome take over the conversation. Just as we might explain things at a social gathering or a family get-together, we should respect the other person and keep the conversation going without letting it be a lecture. If there is the opportunity of showing the person how a station operates or we can arrange for them to visit, that demonstration might be just the motivation to see another person set out on the path to enjoying amateur radio with us. What I've tried to describe is the simple practice of mentoring. This is something most of us have done in various roles in our lives. Just because it may start with a question and go on to using some equipment which we first saw as strange, it will be your privilege to walk with another person down a rewarding and engaging road of shared experience. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.